risen and ascended Christ. You've just heard the closing verses of the catalog of the greats of the Old Testament. The unknown writer of Hebrews begins this catalog with Abel. He goes through Enoch and Noah to Abraham. And notice what he says in verses 13 through 16 of Hebrews 11. All these died in faith without getting what was promised. But they saw it far ahead and welcomed it. And they confessed they were strangers who had no permanent home on earth. Those who talk that way show they're looking for a country of their own. If their hearts had been in the country they left, they could have found an opportunity to go back. Instead, they were looking for a better country, I mean heaven. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, because he has prepared a city for them. The patriarchs of old lived and died, firmly convinced of the certainty of the promises that God had made, and longing, as the writer so beautifully says, for a better country, I mean heaven. And then the writer goes on to survey other greats of the earlier Old Testament day, and in verses 32 to 38 so graphically sketches the greatness of the faith worked through the Spirit's power in those who had gone before. Sometime read in their total historical context and ponder what these greats, both men and women, were empowered to face because of their firm faith in God and his gracious and certain promises. And crucial for them was their confidence that God would keep his promise of sending the woman's seed to crush the power of the evil one. His victory would be their victory too. As we read the letter to the Hebrews, we note how the writer, in very good Alexandrian fashion, structured his letter and the argument that goes with it. His immediate followers were those who had the privilege of knowing and believing in the Christ who had come, the Christ who had suffered, the Christ who had died, the Christ who had risen, and the Christ who had descended to be with the Father, to sit at his right hand. But these readers of the letter of Hebrews needed some encouragement. They needed to know that they had to stand firm in the faith and not slip back, not to fall away from the faith, which they had so graciously received through the power of God's Spirit working in their hearts. And so the writer then goes on in the opening verses of chapter 12 to say, "Now then, with all these witnesses around us like a cloud, let us get rid of every burden and the sin we easily fall into, and with endurance run the race laid out before us, looking to Jesus who gives us our faith from start to finish. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, thinking nothing of a shame. He sat down at the right hand of God's throne." The purpose of the catalog of the greats was to encourage these weak Christians, vacillating in their faith, to stand firm in the face of temptation, to stand firm in the face of trouble, and to live their faith through the power of God's Spirit in the firm knowledge of the strength that God would give them to do exactly that. These words of the writer of Hebrews are also directed to us. You and I also need to be reminded of what those who have gone before courageously faced in their firm faith in the promises of God. You and I are also faced by trouble, difficulties, challenges of various kinds. And I suspect it would be correct to say that some more than others. And you and I also need to be reminded of God's certain promises of power and strength to face these courageously and victoriously. Like the readers of the letter to the Hebrews, you and I are also beset by sin. Think for a moment of the sins that you and I have committed just since we faded into consciousness this morning. And so with Paul, you and I confess, "The good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I don't want to do, that I do." This is our record. And with him we say, "What a miserable person I am." And it is for this reason that you and I rejoice in God's continuing forgiveness and grace. Each day the Holy Spirit works repentance in our hearts and humble faith in the certainty of God's promises to redemption worked by Jesus Christ as our Savior. And each day, God continues to give us the power and the strength in His grace to live as forgiven and grateful sons and daughters of a great and wonderful God. And for this, you and I say a very hearty thank you to God. And we'll do that again as we then join in the closing stanzas of the closing hymn. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.